Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com.
And you see three more thugs come out from various dim spots.
Do they
in the warehouse?
Do they look
Tolden?
Tolden, okay.
One Gelt, two Tolden.
Okay, so do we go all the way up the stairs, or we're like at the bottom of the stairs?
You're at the bottom of the stairs looking up.
So there's four of them hooded, and then three thugs. All right,
but we can kind of see him in like a doorway.
Yeah, he is standing at the top of the stairs. You can see him fully, but you can't see him.
Is it
or
like
her.
A loft or like a doorway?
It's kind of like a small office, and he is standing in the open door at the top of the stairs.
Nin, stay near Cal. Everything will be fine.
Things are gonna be better than fine. She's like.
Everyone, give me your dexterity.
That's two.
Three.
One.
Six.
91.
Natural 19 plus 9. So 28.
That beats a 91.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, they could have a lot. They could just be the most dexterous people ever.
They could have a plus 29.
They do not.
They would have no other stats.
So y'all are going to go first.
All right. I almost think we should let the man upstairs come to us. I don't want to fight on stairs.
I can get him.
How far am I away from that guy? This is, in fact, this is a huge warehouse.
I did make a huge warehouse.
Warehouses are big.
Warehouses are big.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ass warehouse?
Yeah, so you can find it. Warehouse, their house.
Ew.
All right, I'm going to stay exactly where I am, and I'm going to have Nin take the shot on the big guy.
Okay.
Up the stairs.
All right, so I'm going to do this, and I'm going to try to apply malediction to him at the same time.
Okay.
So I don't get the swift action to apply it, but as part of contagion. I take the shot. Just dark decay energy leaps from her sleeve. 8 to hit.
Miss.
All right.
And I draw my sword.
So the hooded figure at the top of the stairs is going to point down at Sergeant Regibald Dane. He is going to point down and shoot Javelin of Ice at him. Out of the cloak of his hand, two large spears of ice form.
Two?
Dose.
Hit.
That was a natty 15 and a 3.
Miss.
All right, 3 damage.
It glances off one of Regibald's pauldrons and then blasts frost onto the wall behind him.
The benefits of armor.
Very much so.
Nin is a little exposed, and not in the way that she likes. There's there's three people on the other side of the warehouse. She's exposed to them. So she is going to, at the base of the stairs, Reggie, Cal, and Hoda are kind of clustered together. Nin is going to run into that group and get next to Hoda.
All right.
And block their side of her with Hoda's body and benefit from Phalanx. Then she is going to point at the figure at the top of the stairs and go, oh, he needs to go. And cast Malediction on him. And then she is going to use Contagion. Oh, that is a crit. Natty 20. And it deals...
Does the crit affect Malediction damage?
Oh, yeah, it does.
I think it does.
So it's just max damage, yeah. So he takes 15 damage.
And you get to cast on another target, right?
I do. She reaches over Hoda's shoulder to point at the black-haired Tolden, which is within 10 spaces, so within 50 feet, and spreads Contagion to him. And probably misses. That is a 7.
Miss.
Yes. Okay. And that's her turn.
The red-haired Tolden has a spear. It's going to charge towards Hoda, and it's going to stop about 10 feet out of range, worried about that giant hammer. And that is his turn.
I do kind of want his eyes now. So Hoda sees the person coming at her with a spear and does not appreciate it. So she's going to move up to challenge him. I guess incurs an attack of opportunity from the point of view.
12?
So my dodge is 13.
All right.
Miss.
Hoda is going to do overwhelming strike to the red-haired Tolden.
See it.
17?
That's a natural 17 plus 5.
Definitely hits.
So a d6?
Yeah, so 3d6 plus 7.
Damn. Jesus.
That's too much math.
That's very little math.
It's just addition.
It's a lot of numbers.
I had to do more math today in my regular life.
So that's d3.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops. Okay, so 14?
Hits.
Well, yeah,
it
hits for 14 damage.
I'm just saying.
Does the red haired hits? Does the red haired Tolden look armored at all?
No.
Great.
In fact, all three of them are just in sailor's clothes.
Here's a question. She gets double her strength in the damage, but her strength is 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think she only ignores 3 armor because she's using a hammer. Well, how do you feel about that? She would ignore 6, right?
That makes sense.
She's already getting the extra damage bonus. Yeah, okay.
Because that would just make two-handed weapons so much better. Way better, for that reason.
It is now the Gelt. The Gelt is a small, say, reddish Gelt in sailor's clothes, loose pants.
It's not Captain Riffhook?
It is not Captain Riffhook. The Gelt is going to charge double speed as fast as it can towards Hoda to help its friend with the red hair. And that is its turn.
So Cal is not at all surprised that things have immediately devolved into violence. He was actually kind of hoping at this point because he's so frustrated with this entire place. So he's very eager to take some of that frustration out. He sees the Gelt and the Tolden starting to gang up on Hoda and realizes that top priority is going to be to protect her and worry about offense after that. So he's going to cast Invigorate on Hoda. Boom.
Just every time you make that noise, I get a little hard. Every time.
Cal is going to move away from the bottom of the stairs to create a line of sight that he can blast both enemies with a dazzling ray. 12? Yeah, 12.
All right, you hit the red hair.
Okay.
But the Gelt dodges.
All right. 6 damage.
The red-haired Tolden did not enjoy that. The Gelt dodged out of the way, and his friend got hit. The black-haired Tolden is looking at his friends being attacked. He is going to charge at the tall medic-looking guy, Cal.
Yeah, he's going to take an attack of opportunity because he doesn't have to let go of his spear to cast spells.
So he's going to charge in to help his friends.
Okay.
He doesn't know you're a zealot.
Yeah.
He's about to find out.
He knows he didn't let go of his spear. That's a cool image, though. Like, you cast Dazzling Ray through your pike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is.
He saw a beam come out, and he's like, I don't know if he can do that again.
He can.
14 to hit.
Miss.
Okay.
The black-haired Tolden is going to attack Cal with his short spear. He rolls a 4. The spear just whiffs by.
So new round begins.
Dane is going to saunter up behind Hoda, and he's going to join his companions in the fray while still being able to attack someone else. And then I'm going to take a swing at that. Do I? Hey, Hoda.
Yes.
Would you like to hit that red-haired Tolden?
Oh, would I?
You should do that.
All right. Here we go. So, 18.
Hits.
Alrighty. So, 9 and 7. Damn. 16.
Ow.
Do I get to collect eyeball?
Not yet. It is now the hooded figure at the top of the stairs. That hooded figure is going to move 10 feet down the stairs. So that'd be 2 spaces. The hooded figure is going to point its arm at Cal and try to shoot some more ice javelins. 14.
Hit. Meets.
A 6.
Miss.
That would be 9 damage. One ice javelin flies off. All wonky, hits the wall. The other one hits Cal.
Now, everybody's moved away from Nin. She's used to that. That's her life, is that generally she gets too close to people and they move away. So,
do you want to talk about it?
Yes, she definitely wants to talk about it. Not right now. Right now, she lost line of sight against the Gelt who charged all the way in because Regibald and Hoda are blocking her side of it, but she has line of sight against the red-haired Tolden attacking Hoda and the black-haired Tolden attacking Cal. So in kind of like a V, she can see both of them. So she is going to cast Malediction on the red-haired Tolden.
Gagoosh.
And then she's going to cast Contagion on him as well. And she rolled a 6 to hit.
That's a miss. The red-haired Tolden is going to jab at Hoda with his short spear. 9.
That's a miss. Hoda is now looking at a Gelt and a Tolden. She doesn't appreciate that many people around her pointing things at her. So I'm going to swing my hammer like a baseball bat in a deadly arc. So 10.
Miss.
Poop.
It is now the Gelt's turn. The Gelt is going to chop at Sergeant Regibald.
Do it.
With a sword. 4.
That is a miss.
The Gelt chops but does not hit Regibald.
Okay, so Cal, having been stabbed pretty well with that spear, is going to start his turn off by casting Invigorate on himself. Boom.
Yes! After having played Phryxa, I might think that Invigorate is one of the best abilities.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
And does a Burst 1 incur Attack of Opportunity?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because you target an area, it's not. It has to be a ray or a blast or a cone, right? Like,
yeah. And they have to be the target.
Gotcha.
You can disengage one back easy.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking was disengaging over and then using it. But if I'm going to incur, I guess I'm going to disengage back right up to the edge of the stairs that the leader is coming down. Then Cal is going to cast Dazzling Ray, starting on his own square, towards the red hair Tolden.
Okay.
And you'll hit the Gelt too.
Will I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. 13 to hit.
It hits both.
Very good. And that is 6 healing to Cal and 6 damage to each enemy.
The red hair Tolden is looking woozy. The black hair Tolden, seeing Cal move away and really messing up his friends, is going to try to get some revenge and just charge in with his spear again. Moving in on Cal. Pushing him up against the stairs. That would be a nat 20.
Jesus Christ.
That would be a 12.
12 damage.
12 damage, sir. So the black-haired Tolden really jabs in at Cal with his spear while he's pushed up against the stairs.
Having seen Cal getting hurt, Sir Regibald is going to slide up right next to him and provide the much-needed backup that he requires. So I'm going to use Warning Strike against the black-haired Tolden, who's assaulting Cal. And that's 15.
Hit.
4 damage.
4?
Yep.
What's the effect of Warding Strike again?
If the target attacks an ally or disengages, I get an attack of opportunity.
That's great.
The hooded figure at the top of the stairs, surveying the battlefield, is going to aim at Cal with a frigid spear. Starts creating a ball of ice energy. 12.
Miss.
Damn. Flies on by. Cal keeps on keeping on. Nin?
All right. So Nin, again, the battlefield's changed. The black-haired Tolden is now obscured from range attacks. Well, it has cover, basically, because Cal and Sir Dane are right up on him. So she's just going to use Malediction on him to tag him. She's going to look back to Hoda's challenge target, the red-haired Tolden, who has Malediction on him. And she's going to cast Contagion. She's a little disappointed that none of these targets were clumped up enough to warrant a Shadow of Death. It's very effective. All right, so that is a 17 plus 3. So it's 20 adjusted.
Hit.
It deals 7 damage to the red-haired Tolden, including dead. Malediction. He's dead?
Dead.
Oh. She's an Ashwin. Her life ability pops off. She gains 5 life, but she's at full health. She then uses Contagion secondary effect, where she gets to do it again, to spread Malediction to the Gelt. That is an 18 to hit.
Definitely hits.
Deals 5 damage, and now he has Malediction on him.
Now everyone has Malediction.
Everyone is maligned.
Guess who's a good virus? Nin is a good virus.
Yeah. Do you want to describe how you killed the redhead, Holden?
She raises her arms out of both hands when she points at these two creatures. A cold black wave of entropy darkens the air. Lights dim, flowers wither, and it just sucks the breath out of them. And they wither and age before your eyes, and it's too much for the redheaded Tolden. And he turns into an old man, like at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and falls down.
Plus two momentum.
Plus two? Cool. Max, I think it's too much, but I'll take two.
That's what I gave. Made it Raiders. All right. Redhead is dead, so that goes to Hoda.
My challenge target died, even though I didn't kill him. My challenge went up. The guilt is blocking me from the next target, which is the black-haired Tolden. So I'm going to use Overwhelming Strike on the guilt. 21.
Definitely hits. Yep.
19 damage.
Jesus Christ. Does he have armor on him?
No.
Okay.
The guilt seriously felt that. To get revenge, it is going to strike back at Hoda with its sword. 14.
It hits.
Not so fast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
An adjacent enemy is hitting an ally of mine, so I'm going to use Not So Fast and try to interrupt that attack. Oh, I don't. 9.
Okay, no.
All right. Sorry, Hoda, I tried.
No, this is good. She has Invigorate.
Oh.
2 damage with the sword.
Not so good. Could have been better.
Damn it. You take no damage.
4 damage would have been ideal.
The Gelt swings his sword at Hoda. Something happens.
Glances off a barrier of light.
All right, so Cal's turn?
It is Cal's turn.
All right, Cal is not having a good time. He got hit really hard. He's going to disengage to the left to get behind Reg and try to gain some cover. He's going to cast Invigorate on himself again. Boom. Cal is going to cast Golden Flare, starting on Reg, so that it can hit the Gelt, the Black-Haired Tolden, and heal himself all at the same time. 13.
On the Gelt or the Black-Haired Tolden?
Both.
Both. Hits the Gelt, does not hit the Black-Haired Tolden.
Okay. And that is a D4 plus my composure. So, 6.
Oof. It is now the Black-Haired Tolden's turn. The Black-Haired Tolden is engaged with the Sergeant Dane right now. He's got his short spear, and he's going to try to find some sweet meats.
Oof. This is great. Like, Nin's just... She just can sit back and make people rot.
18 to hit.
Against me?
Against Sergeant Dane.
Bring it.
4 damage.
Dope.
Are you invigorated?
No, but I take 1 damage.
Black-Haired Tolden just stabs that spear in a leg joint, trying to fish in for some...
Nix him.
Bear flesh.
Yeah, sweet. And I get a cut on my inner thigh, and I'm like, that's going to sting tomorrow when I'm showering, let me tell you.
All right, that goes to Sergeant Dane.
How's that gelt looking?
The gelt's looking a little wobbly. A little okay. Bloody.
Okay.
A little right. Bleeding from his ears.
Okay. Well, taking stock of everything, he's got a man who just hit him with a spear. There's a fellow on the staircase who's... Well, more trouble than he's worth, honest, but you know what? He really likes going in operational order, so he looks at Hoda and just says, you should probably be used to this by now, but take the shot. This is plus 6.
Okay. That is 19.
19 hit to the gelt.
So these plus 8.
Yeah.
Okay. So 14 damage.
The gelt's skull cracks open with a wetter sound than most people would think.
And like a water balloon?
Not as wet.
Okay.
More crunchy than a water balloon.
Like a watermelon?
About 5 inches of your hammer are inside the gelt's skull right now.
So his eyeballs
yes.
Pop out of his head.
Oh, they've been obliterated.
What?
Yelt is dead.
She can't save the eyeballs?
Definitely not. They're jelly now.
With a hammer, yeah. Gotta watch your hammer.
They make a satisfying pop, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was satisfying.
You've got two more opportunities.
They're on the ground. You'll find them later.
Four more opportunities, really, if you think per eyeball.
Touche. Yeah.
And with that, the Gelt is dead. Sergeant Dane, are you done with your turn?
I'm going to disengage and block the hooded figure view of Cal. Oh,
can you? Sweet.
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Thank you.
The hooded figure is analyzing the situation, sees that Dane's got the nicest hat. He's probably in charge of everything. He's ordering around the giant guff with the hammer. She seems to be listening to him. He's going to fire two javelins of ice at Sergeant Dane.
All right.
One of them is a 6.
That is a miss.
One of them is a 16.
That's a hit.
That is a 1.
That was a natural 1 on a d12.
As the icicle comes in, I just kind of headbutt it. I'm like,
The icicle bounces off of your nice helmet and bursts through the wall of the shitty warehouse you're in.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't cause it to catch fire, does it?
The icicle. quite the opposite.
Nin was worried she wasn't going to be able to hit the black-haired Tolden at the bottom of the stairs because Sir Dane was in the way, but he just moved out of the way. She's going to back up one space to get a good line of sight. And now she has line of sight on both the black-haired Tolden and the hooded figure at the top of the stairs, raises both hands, and out of her sleeves, death. That is a 6 to hit the black-haired Tolden.
Miss, but hello, Boston. We're from her sleeves, death.
Right. And that's her turn.
I think it's Hoda's turn now.
If all this death is coming from her sleeves, has she been showering in the poop water?
It's all coming from her wizard's sleeve.
Yes.
Your powers are just weaponized hepatitis.
Hoda has now obliterated the one Gelt. She is going to move up to the Tolden with the black hair and challenge.
Get her up next to me and Cal.
Yeah, because she got phalanx.
She got phalanx, bro.
Alrighty, so overwhelming strike. That's 11. So 18.
That will hit.
8 and 19.
God damn, she's a fucking machine.
Can you tell us how you killed this Tolden?
I think the last one I went overhead. I think I'll go under.
Yeah, you're going to golf them?
I'm going to golf them.
League of their own style.
Indeed. I'm hoping if I go up, I pop the eyeballs out.
Into your hands.
Into my hands.
Yeah.
Just straight into...
I think that would be a dexterity check to see if you can catch them.
Give us a dex check.
I'll do that. So I can't see that far.
3.
6.
They're very slippery and you drop one.
I don't step on it, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
You had a 20, they both fall into your pocket.
Yes. That's what I was hoping. Like,
Cal, are you still invigorated?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a charge up that stairs, so...
Do your thing.
Be ready.
Are you going to... Your turn is going to come up before his.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Cal's going to charge up the stairs, leaving about 5 feet between him and the hooded figure. He's going to cast Invigorate on Reg in preparation for his charge. Whom?
Oh, it feels so good to just have that on me. I don't know why.
Because it keeps you alive.
No, I feel a little buzzed. You know what I'm saying?
It's like when someone cracks an egg on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their hand.
For his attack action, he's going to use his scene ability, Radiant Defender.
Tight.
Which is you focus your will to create a living spirit of light. I'm going to drop an effigy of pure energy into an empty space. Allies can move through the summoned aspect. It will offer +2 dodge and +1 armor to any enemy or to any allies adjacent, and allies who begin their turn adjacent or within the defender will gain my composure as healing.
You put it in between?
Because it's within two spaces, but allies can move through it. So yeah. I don't want to... So yeah, it'll sit next to Cal, and Reg will be able to charge through it and get up in the hooded figure space. And that is my turn.
Sergeant Dane?
Sergeant Dane sees only one enemy in front of him.
Himself.
Himself in his mirrored shield. So he's going to charge straight up that those stairs at the hooded figure.
What have I become?
And he's going to try and hit him with a warning strike. 17.
Yeah. Hit.
2 damage.
Ouch. You also get your one missing health back. Because you started...
Yay!
Or no, you didn't start your
turn. No, I did.
Never mind.
Does Invigorate kind of like peeing your pants when it's cold?
No. And
that sounds... That actually sounds great. Yeah. That I imagine... I guess in my head, I imagine it was.
Mm. What kind of penalty...
If you cast in my face, I hit you. If you try to move, I hit you. If you try to hit anyone else, I hit you.
If you cast, both Cal and Regbald get to hit you.
Cool. The hooded figure reaches out an arm. You see some red claws underneath the black cloth, and a large javelin of ice slides out. Just one.
Invoking an attack of opportunity from both Cal.
From Cal and Regibald.
21.
Hit.
6 damage.
10.
Miss.
No damage.
I would love... Miss. 11 damage. What? Shit.
This javelin of ice is going to go towards Regibald, hopefully.
Okay.
And that would be a 7.
Miss.
Cool. That... Javelin of ice smashes into the wall, breaking through the warehouse, and it is the hooded figure will disengage.
All right.
Back one.
Well, if he does, he gets it. Another one.
Cool. Do it anyway.
Okay.
12.
Miss.
No, wait. 10.
Miss.
Oh, never mind. It is 12. I get plus 2 to opportunity attacks.
That's right. So that hits?
It was a meat.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah.
5 damage.
All right, Nin, everybody ran up the stairs to fight this guy. She no longer has line of sight on him, so she's at the bottom of the stairs. She's going to circle around wide. She's going to move 6 spaces diagonally to the stairs, so she gets line of sight again on him trying to escape. She is going to spend 2 momentum and cast Lifesteal. Raises both sleeves, and a white light snakes out of them, trying to bridge her and this creature. With red claws. Ooh, okay. 5 plus 8, 13.
Hit.
13 hits. Whew, thank goodness I spent the momentum. And it deals, this is malediction, 12 plus 5, 17, wait, plus 3, 20 damage.
Damn.
So it hits him, and you just see pulses of light come out of him and go into Nin.
That hooded figure does not look happy. Still hooded, though.
Nin looks pretty happy.
Like Gloomspine happier?
A little better. This is a little better than Gloomspine.
I bet that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's now a combination because we had Gloomspine before you got to murder people.
Yes. Way better.
Yeah.
You also have Gloomspine waiting for you back.
Don't remind her.
I will be surprised if she hasn't tucked a bottle somewhere into her outfit somehow.
Well, now it's warm. Does it taste good warm?
I think it tastes better warm. Yes. If it's like mead.
Hoda.
Alright, what would be best?
Probably just bring down the staircase, right?
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys are on the staircase.
It would not be good for us.
If you bring down the warehouse altogether.
You can get up to him.
Can I get up to him?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh no, straight through us.
It's a tight squeeze, but we manage.
Well, with you, it's always a tight squeeze. I don't know if that's it is.
Not like Nin.
I can challenge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already changed it. Yeah, you already did.
I can do Helmet Splitter.
You can, and I would recommend doing that.
Yeah, it's good. Good
time. With your plus, what is it? You have plus 8 to hit?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The hooded figure's not wearing a helmet, though, so you can't.
He's joking.
Split that motherfucker's helmet. Go.
Okay. Hoda rushed up the stairs to do Helmet Splitter. She has her hammer in the air, ready to bring it down. So I have 7 plus 4.
7 plus 8.
7 plus 8. So that's 15.
That will hit.
Okay, so what's my damage? 3d10 and a d6.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Then plus 8. Wait, no. So it's 6 plus 4, plus 10.
Yeah.
So that plus 10.
Is there any way he survives this?
I don't know if that's mathematically possible. I don't know his HP, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
So the lowest damage she could do is 4 plus...
14.
14, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
It is possible.
Okay. Plus 10?
So 9 plus 10 is
29.
19. 29 damage.
Jeez.
Hoda is such a beast.
Yeah.
I did 20 damage with Nin, and I was like, yeah! It was a big deal.
Plus one momentum to Hoda.
Yay.
And would you please tell us how this hooded figure's carapace cracks open?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Carapace.
Dun, dun, dun.
Describe your blow.
Hoda was running up the stairs, hammer in the air, ready to bring it down. She gives a snort and brings it down. And he pops.
Pops open like stepping on a wasp.
Ugh.
Like exactly like stepping on a wasp. Like it's uncomfortably close to stepping on a wasp.
The hooded figure falls down under Hoda's hammer to reveal a red wasp Tiktani.
And is that the race that we think the other ones are?
Yes, that looks exactly like the juveniles who had attacked the wagon before.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Ice Mage Marksman Tiktani.
Damn.
The door flies open.
At the top of the stairs?
The door at the bottom of the stairs that you had originally come in flies open, and four Tolden carrying weapons come running in. One of them is the fire marshal slash ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And sees you, sees where you are, sees what you see, and immediately just drops his weapon.
Okay. His weapon, is it like the weapons that we found in the crates?
Swords. They're all carrying swords. Okay. Which may be in another crate. You didn't open that one. Well, hey there, I guess you seen what you see there. Is there, anything we can do to get out of this still alive?
How about you don't take a swing at us and we'll see where it gets you?
Weapons are on the ground. We would just like to surrender.
Thank you for sticking around with us. Bit of a short one this week, necessarily so, because we've got some big, big stuff in the works that I hope to be able to announce soon that our listeners should be very excited about. As always, you can reach out to us on our Patreon. That's our preferred method of communicating with you. It's easier for us. And that's patreon.com/RPGFS. At the $1 tier, you get the cutting room floor. $2, you get character sheets. $5, you get the rule books. $10, you get to make characters for our games that we as GMs have to use.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
Or you can find us on Twitter at the Homebrew Hombres. That's Homebrew Hombres, not Homebrew Hombre.
So thank you, everybody. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.